Welcome to 90 Minutes with the 1950s. This is Dave Prince. By the early 1950s, the seeds of a new culture already were beginning to form. Fashions had changed. Television had arrived. New highways were being built for new automobiles. The home was being penetrated by an ever-increasing mass of information. For outside recreation, people still enjoyed the movies. Some of our favorite stars already have become legends. People like Marilyn Monroe.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. May grow cold as good.
In 1953, the entire nation watched as a brand new actor named Frank Sinatra performed with Montgomery Clift in a movie called From Here to Eternity.
Hi, Donna, it's Prue. I escaped just like I said. Just like I figured. In the back of a truck on the top. They rode me right out. Just like I figured. Only the tailgate opened up, Prue, about a mile back, and I fell out in the road. To see me bounce, I must have broke something. Prue. Listen. Fatso done it, Prue. He likes to whack me in the gut. He asked me if it hurts, and I spit at him like always. Only yesterday, it was bad. He hit me. I had to get out.
1954, the year of Marlon Brando, in such movies as The Wild One, and his Oscar-winning role in On the Waterfront. Still another young actor on the scene in 1954, who symbolized the restless, dissatisfied youth of his day and personified the rebel. The motion picture, Rebel Without a Cause. And the star, James Dean.
I'm in trouble. You know that big high bluff near Millertown?
Oh, yes. There was a bad accident. They showed the pictures on television, Jim.
I was in it.
How? How can you
do that?
It
doesn't matter how, Dad. I was driving a stolen car.
Oh, that's a fine thing. Do you enjoy doing this to me or what?
I wasn't trying.
And you
to
wanted him to make a list.
Let him tell it.
All right, I'll let him tell.
Oh, she doesn't want to hear. She doesn't care. She
I don't care.
Care what I say.
You remember how I almost died giving birth to him, and then you say I don't.
Please relax.
And the children of the 1950s were relaxing and growing up with television, with heroes such as Captain Video, Tom Corbett, Commando Cody, Rudy Kazooty, and Howdy Doody.
Say, kids, what time is it?
Bob.
Well, howdy, Mr. Doody. And boys and girls at home and kids in the gallery, let's go.
And the Mickey Mouse Club arrived in 1955.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me?
M-I-T-K-E-Y-M-U-S-E.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, yo, as welcome as can be.
And then suddenly, in 1955, it began to change. Pop singing stars such as Teresa Brewer, Eddie Fisher, Johnny Ray, Patti Page, Frankie Lane, and Joni James were beginning to feel the impact and competition of a brand new sound. A sound called Rhythm and Blues, performed by Joe Turner, Fats Domino, the Drifters, the Clovers, the Crows, the Penguins, the Moonglows, Chuck Berry, and many, many others. One of the others was a plaid-jacketed, spit-curled country singer who combined the rhythm and blues beat with country and western and a bit of swing. The sound was called rock and roll. The first major rock and roll star in the mid-50s was Bill Haley and the Comets. That and more coming up on 90 Minutes with the 1950s.
This was the greatest gift I could have found because my kids love bubblegum.
Sylvia Colotta of Hermitage, Tennessee, made quite a hit with her kids when she discovered Trident sugarless bubblegum.
They were completely happy with this discovery because they could blow their bubbles and it tastes like bubblegum.
And just as important, Sylvia, 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
The boy said, "Mama, you're the best mom in the world because you've given us bubblegum again." And that's honest to goodness.
Trident sugarless bubblegum for families who care about their teeth.
Hi, Dick Clark here. Years and years ago, I knew this man as a fellow with a group called the Saddlemen. Later changed the name of the group to the Comets. It's Bill Haley.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your flat right so. Join me, hot.
As of today, Rock Around the Clock has sold over 22.5 million records. The song was featured in the motion picture Blackboard Jungle. In the spring of 1955, however, a local politician had a few apprehensions about this new thing called rock and roll.
My department made a very thorough investigation of these so-called programs. We had telephone conversations and correspondence with various municipalities, included among these being Hartford, Connecticut, Orange, New Jersey, Asbury Park, and the city of Hoboken. And we find that these programs are not for the good of the community, and that's why I ordered them banned.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Another popular group that emerged during the 1950s were the Crew Cuts from Canada, originally called the Canadaires. The Crew Cuts got their first major break when they drove from Canada down to Cleveland, Ohio, to appear on a local television show in 1954. After their appearance, a Cleveland disc jockey suggested they change their names to fit their hairstyle. Within several months, the Crew Cuts had a number one hit called Shaboom.
If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again, shaboom, and welcome to me again. Oh, life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again, boom, shaboom.
And life could be a dream,
life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom.
But the most important and dynamic individual to emerge during the mid and late 1950s was a young man named Elvis Presley. Born in Tupelo, Mississippi, Elvis started singing when he was just a youngster in church. By the time he was age 13, his family moved to Memphis, where Elvis got a job as an usher at Lowe's State Theater. Later on, Elvis decided to make a recording for his mom. He went to Sun Records and paid them $4 to record a song called That's All Right, Mama. And later on, Elvis signed with Sun Records and toured the South, billed as the Hillbilly Cat. On one of his early tours, in 1956, Elvis Presley was interviewed by a man named Jay Thompson backstage following a live performance in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Elvis, boy, we want to first ask you how old you are.
I'm 21, sir.
You're 21 years old. Sure, Art, you've got a few months on me, I'll tell you for sure. Tell us, before you got in this music business, what were you doing for yourself?
I was driving a truck.
Driving a truck?
Yeah, I was.
Was that back in Tennessee?
Yeah, I was back in Memphis where I live now. I was trying to say I was learning to be an electrician. And
you decided to take the truck driving, huh?
Well, I was driving a truck, and I was studying to be an electrician, too, see?
I see, and you got all mixed up in this crazy music business, and I tore the electrician deal all to heck, huh?
The truck's all up.
Now, tell us, how'd you get your first break or to make your first record with Sun Records?
Well, I went into Sun Records, and there was a guy in there that took down my name, told me he might call me sometime. So he called me about a year and a half later, and I went in and I made my first record, That's Right, Mama.
Yeah, and then from there on, why, we know a little about what happened, because, boy, those things spun on the turntables like nobody's business. How'd you get your start on the Louisiana Hayride? What brought that all about?
I went down there as a tryout, more or less. And I went down there once, and I went back again a couple weeks later, the people, they seemed to kind of go for my songs a little bit, so they gave me a job down there.
So from then on, you was a regular.
Yeah.
You're not with the Hayride anymore, are you?
No, last Saturday night was my last night down there.
Last night with the Hayride. How'd you pick up these boys, Scotty and Bill? You known them a long time? They live there around you?
Well, they live in Memphis, but I never knew them until we made our first record.
That right?
Yeah.
Well, tell us, what are you doing now? Just making personal appearances around the country? Is that all you're doing?
Yeah, we just touring the country, different place every night.
Different places and working TV shows and this and that whenever the occasion comes. Ellis, you made a screen test. Can you tell us the result of that now?
Yeah, we got a 7-year contract with Paramount Pictures. We'll have a movie coming out, I don't know when, but we started making it in June. It's a movie with Burt Lancaster and Katharine Hepburn called The Rainmaker.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that, as I know all of our listeners will, and everything. I got a kick out of that on the hayride last Saturday night, I tell you for sure. Well, anything else particularly you want to tell us before we break this little interview up?
Well, I'd like to tell you that I sure appreciate all the spins you've been giving me. You really helped me a lot, and I'd like to tell you how much I appreciate it, and all the wonderful people that have been writing in and buying my records and coming out to their shows, because that's really what makes anybody. It's the people. You make them or break them.
Well, I'll tell you for sure, they sure go for you, for your style, I'll tell you for sure, because we get the cards and letters every day, we play the records. And incidentally, your new album just taking over our Hillbilly Hip Parade. That thing's going like a storm.
That's good, and I'd like to tell you that it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll be seeing you again real soon.
We'll be looking forward to it. Thank you.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad, something I might have said. Please don't forget my past, the future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm
digging up.
Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Here, love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say hi to. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's still you I'm
Coming up, the Platters, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, and Ricky Nelson on 90 Minutes with the 1950s.
If we go to the grocery store, and you know how they have the racks of gums beside the checkout counters, he will pick out Trident.
Carol Tackett, Littleton, Colorado, talks about her son and Trident sugarless gum.
If you give him a pack of gum, he will just about pop it all in his mouth at once, and then he'll say, can I have another piece of gum?
Well, he's lucky you give him sugarless gum, Carol, since 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
He's the kind of kid that will say, I know you're doing it for me, Mother.
Trident, for families like Carol's who care about their teeth.
You're listening to 90 Minutes with the 1950s. This is Dave Prince. Vocal groups were very big on the pop music scene in the mid and late 1950s, and the most consistent hit makers of all were the Platters. October 1955, the Platters and the Great Pretender.
Great pretender.
One of the most popular street corner groups around, coming out of New York City in the 1950s, were the Teenagers, featuring Frankie Lyman.
Ba-do, 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 ba-do.
Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers appeared with New York disc jockey Alan Freed as headliners at some of the biggest live shows conducted at the Brooklyn Paramount and Fox Theaters. Joe Negroni, one of the original members of the Teenagers, talks about Frankie Lyman with oldies expert Jim Pewter.
I saw Frankie on a TV show one day. He lived right around the same block we did, you know.
How old was he at the time?
He must have been 12 at the time.
Yeah.
And he did some TV show on Channel 13 or something in New York. And I recognized the kid immediately. I said, that kid has got to be the kid who lives around the block here. And he sounded very good. So we were going to go for a talent night in our high school, you know. And I saw the kid, and I asked him, you know, you want to be in the group? Because I saw him in the street playing, you know. And he said, you know, he was very lively. He just jumped into the harmony, and he started singing first tenor. And it worked out great, you know.
And then came Eric Hilliard Nelson, known by his many fans in the late 1950s as Ricky, one of pop music's all-time bestsellers of single records. Rick Nelson first appeared on his family radio show, Ozzie and Harriet's, in 1949. One of Ricky's biggest hits was called Poor Little Fool.
A girl named Sharon Shealy wrote the song, and I had known Sharon from down at the beach. We had a place down in Laguna Beach, and she was from down around that area, and I'd see her down there and stuff. And then she brought me this song, and I remember I really didn't like it that much. You know, like the dub was very different. It was very fast, and it was really sort of strange, you know.
Was she singing on the dub?
No, somebody else had made this dub for her. And at the time she brought it over to the house, we were rehearsing. I had a place that I used to rehearse over there with James and everybody to do an album. And she talked me into just trying it, you know, that night. I kind of very reluctantly tried it, and we changed a few things and slowed it way down. And so I said, well, okay, I'll do it on the album. I'll just try it, you know, try to record it and see what happens. So I recorded it on the album, and I really didn't think that much one way or the other about the song. And I know I liked the way it came out and the sound and everything on the album. And then people were playing it like it was a single off of that particular album. And for about 2 or 3 months, people from the record company kept wanting me to put it out on a single because they, and I said, well, I just don't think that's right. You know, it's like you like a cheat. You know, you can't, because I should be doing singles and doing them separately and everything. So finally, you know, they talked me into putting it out, and I did. I was very happy with the result.
I used to play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh, yeah, I was a fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah. She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Only two major rock and roll stars felt that they did not need the publicity to appear on television's American Bandstand. One was Elvis Presley. The other was Ricky Nelson. 90 Minutes with the 1950s. We'll continue in a moment. You're listening to 90 Minutes with the 1950s, and you're about to hear something never heard on radio. The year was 1958. In a very rare interview, Dick Clark on American Bandstand talks to Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Buddy Holly.
Buddy, nice to see you again. You know, actually, I think we're going to get more time to talk today than we got last Saturday.
Well, that'll be fine.
It was kind of a screaming day. You know, I got tangled up in my introduction to you because I know of some of the things you've done, but I don't know all of your activities. How many songs have you written?
I couldn't hardly say right now, Dick. It'd take me a few minutes to think back and think of how many there were, but I guess altogether it's been about 15 or 20.
Really, that many? How old are you, buddy?
22.
That's a lot of writing in a short length of time. Tell me about the formation of the Crickets. Let's bring the Crickets on, the fellows who worked with you.
Okie dokie. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the group. Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
The first one here is Jerry Allison.
Jerry, nice to see you.
And he's the drummer for the Crickets, and then Joe Malden, the bass player.
Nice to see you. How long's this operation been going on?
About a year and a half, nearly close to 2 years now.
You know, I remember very well, I would say the first thing that was the first thing I knew about that you did, That'll Be the Day. Was it the first record you ever made?
Well, actually it was. It was a group of the Crickets. It was our first one.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry.
that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets influenced such groups as the Bobby Fuller Four, Bobby V, Tommy Rowe, and the Beatles in England. And in January of 1959, Buddy Holly headed up a nationwide tour of some of the top stars of the day, including Ritchie Valens, Dion and the Belmonts, and a former disc jockey from Beaumont, Texas named J.P. Richardson, who on stage was known as the Big Bopper.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail hanging down. Wiggling the walk and a giggling the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But girl, it make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
J.P. Richardson also was a songwriter of sorts, writing such songs as Running Bear for Johnny Preston. Another very prominent and popular group of the 1950s was Dion and the Belmonts. Dion, Angelo, Freddie, and Carlo, who got their name from Belmont Avenue in the Bronx. And a song called I Wonder Why was their first hit in 1958.
The song was nothing. It's the arrangement. It's the thing. The song was nothing. It was a rinky-dink song, but... But what we did with it, I think is real lasting. I listen to it now, I still like it.
No.
Da 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 da
Dion and the Belmonts decided at the very last moment not to continue with their nationwide tour and to get on a plane flight that eventually wound up in tragedy.
It was a financial decision because I was asked to go on it. But, you know, they were singles. Buddy Holly, Big Bop, and Richie Valens were single acts, and they were, I guess they were making more money than the Belmonts, and I had to split the fee, you know. So my decision was to stay on the bus because of the financial decision. It wasn't to take the plane or not. It was to spend the $35, you know. Because the more guys you got on the plane, the less the fee was. You know, you'd cut it from 35 to 25. So that was my decision to, you know, I didn't want to go for the $25.
The plane crash, of course, resulted in the deaths of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. 90 Minutes with the 1950s. We'll continue in just a moment.